From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. The mythology surrounding the late Jim Morrison and the Doors obscures their contribution to a major shift in American rock and roll. Their music borrowed elements from American jazz and blues, British psychedelic rock, and the surf guitar of Southern California. And in 1967, they broke the mold of the conventional hit pop song when Light My Fire went to the top of the charts. Light My Fire is one of the NPR 100, our list of the most significant American musical works of the last century. Guy Raz has that story.
In 1960, Rodgers and Hammerstein collided with John Coltrane. Coltrane let loose his sax on the saccharine show tune, My Favorite Things. This was a pivotal moment in modern jazz, seeing as Coltrane consciously set out to vary his genre's repertoire. The unconscious result was its impact on American rock and roll, and on Ray Manzarek, a classically trained organist. When he first heard the Coltrane recording, Manzarek was 5 years away from meeting Jim Morrison, and then Destiny.
I heard My Favorite Things on the radio in 1960, right? In early 60. I was still back in Chicago. I heard that thing come on the radio. I was just completely blown away.
Manzarek left Chicago to study film at UCLA. In Los Angeles, he met a poet, Jim Morrison, a guitar player, Robbie Krieger, and a drummer, John Densmore, who also happened to be a jazz fan.
I had a fake ID, and I would go to Shelley's Manhole. I saw Coltrane many times and Miles Davis. And that was my my roots. And Ray was partial to it, too. So we talked about this freedom, this improvisation that jazz has, let's get it into rock and roll somehow.
That freedom in jazz exposed the rigid parameters of rock and roll, where AM radio ruled the airwaves.
In those days, if you wanted to be on AM radio, you had to be at 3 minutes.
Guitarist Robbie Krieger grew up in Southern California. Surf doo-wop music, Dick Dale, Jan and Dean, the Beach Boys, the Fun in the Sun sound provided the background music for kids like Krieger, who grew up near the beach. Couched between the north and south end of L.A. surf beaches is Venice. By 1965, it was long abandoned by the body-worshipping surf set. Venice was a new world beach of beat poetry, where the Jewish pensioners who gathered in front of the synagogues mingled with the mystical hippies on the boardwalk. A place where four artists, each one ready to express his own musical sensibility, came together as the Doors to make their psychedelic rock the sound of Los Angeles.
We were aware of Muddy Waters. We were aware of Howlin' Wolf and John Coltrane and Miles Davis. Plus, Jan and Dean and the Beach Boys and the surf sound. Robbie Krieger brings in some flamenco guitar. I bring in a little bit of classical music along with the blues and jazz. And certainly John Densmore was heavy into jazz. And Jim brings in beatnik poetry and French symbolist poetry. And that's the blend of the Doors. As the sun is setting into the Pacific Ocean, at the end, the terminus of Western civilization. That's the end of it. Western civilization ends here in California at Venice Beach. So we stood there inventing a new world on psychedelics.
You know, the day destroys the night. Night divides the day. Try to run, try to hide. Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side, yeah.
The Doors released Break On Through in 1967. Their first single flopped.
We chased our pleasures here, dug our treasures there. But can't you still recall the time we cried? Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side.
So one day, Jim Morrison says, we've just about run out of songs that Ray and I have put together. We need more songs. Here's our homework assignment. Everybody go home and write a song this weekend. We'll come back Monday, Tuesday, whatever rehearsal day we start rehearsing, and we'll all have a song. Well, I couldn't come up with anything. John couldn't come up with anything. Even Jim didn't come up with anything. However, Robbie Krieger comes in and says, I got a song. I wrote a song, my first song. And we said, whoa, what do you call it? And he said, Light My Fire.
I wanted to write a song about earth, air, fire, or water. And so I picked fire because I liked the Play With Fire by the Stones.
When I first heard Robbie playing it, it was folky, but I knew it could stick in people's minds. So we started working on it. Ray wanted to do this Bach-like intro. I had this idea to start it with crack before the Bach thing, just to be different. And Robbie didn't have all the lines, and Jim was singing, and then he'd stop, and where's the rest of it? And Robbie said, oh, I'm stuck on the second verse. And Jim's going, well, no time to wallow in the mire, is that okay? And Robbie went, yeah, it rhymes.
I thought it was a little weird, you know, but it rhymes, so what the hell.
So Jim added, the time to hesitate is through, no time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose, and our love becomes a funeral pyre. And at that point, Robbie said, funeral pyre, man? This is not going to be a hit song. They're not going to play funeral pyre on the radio. And Jim said, well, you know, those are the words I came up with. And we all said, well, you know, it's dark, you know, light my fire, funeral pyre. And Robbie said, all right, cool, man, let's go.
That I would be a liar if I was to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. The time to hesitate is through. No time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose, and our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire.
The song was a device, an indulgence that allowed Manzarek and Densmore to experiment with freeform jazz. And 7 years after he heard it on the radio, Ray Manzarek could finally pay homage to John Coltrane's My Favorite Things.
What is going on in My Favorite Things is they're vamping on, it's not A to B, I think they're in D minor or E minor, but it's do-dant, 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 do-dant. Three, four, Light My Fire is exactly the same thing. In 4-4, doom, 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 doom. We're in A minor, B minor, A minor, B minor. So that's our tribute to Coltrane, and we could solo on it, man, just like he did. I saw John Coltrane play a half hour of My Favorite Things, so Robbie and I could solo as long as we wanted. So sometimes Light My Fire would be 15, 20 minutes on stage.
Light My Fire clocked in at just over 7 minutes. No one in the music industry believed it could work at that length. John Densmore remembers playing it at L.A.'s Whiskey A Go-Go before its commercial release.
Sonny and Cher's manager came in and said, that's a hit, that's it, that's great. Cut it in half. But just cut it in half. We'll put one side on one single and one side on the other. So then I guess side two would start in the middle of the end of Ray's keyboard solo, the beginning of Robbie's guitar solo. That would be ridiculous.
I was all set to say, hey man, we made this great album and nobody's ever going to hear it.
The Doors did decide to produce a shorter version. They cut out the solo and managed to whittle the song down to 3 minutes. But fans who owned the album swamped radio stations with requests for the full 7-minute version.
Eventually, all the radio stations bragged about how they played the long version.
And indeed, by July 1967, the song was a hit. Number one in America.
The time to hesitate is through. No time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire.
Nobody had ever heard a song like it, 7 minutes, freeform, psychedelic. Light My Fire was dark and brooding, haunting and romantic at the same time. A love song to a generation of iconoclasts, where love ends in a pile of ash, smoldering on a funeral pyre.
What's amazing to me is that over the years, from the 60s till now, people come up to me and say, Light My Fire, God, that's the soundtrack to my life. The first time I made love, that song was on. The first time I was in Vietnam, the first time, I got high. So all these pivotal moments, it seemed to be in the background. That's a great feeling.
The song is a demarcation point in rock and roll history. It shattered the acceptable boundaries of popular music. Themes of love, mortality, intoxication, and recklessness all offer a glimpse into the turbulent era that was to come soon after its release. Guy Raz, NPR News.